We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The curfew that kicked in at 8 last night was ignored in many parts of New York City, but it did seem to take some of the edge off the looting as the debate continues over who should get this under control and how. Glenn Schuck with more on that this morning. Glenn?
The street certainly quieter from this earlier curfew. It was easier for police to spot those who were out looting and vandalizing. We're being told still at least 200 arrests, but that is substantially less than the night before and much less damage to stores here in Manhattan from what I've seen from the previous two nights. Now, when Bill de Blasio called into 1010 Winds last night, he said it was clear the 8 p.m. curfew was working.
We did not see the kind of activity, as at least at this hour, the kind of activity we saw last night in any appreciable way. So that could change. I'm going to constantly update New Yorkers on what I see. It's not going to be overnight necessarily, but over the next few days to turn this situation.
The mayor fuming after Governor Cuomo called his handling of this crisis a disgrace, even suggesting he could displace the mayor and bring in the National Guard.
If someone says the NYPD, they refer to the entire organization. If he wanted to say Commissioner Shea, he's a big boy, he could have said Commissioner Shea. So let's not mince words and play games. Someone who's constantly trying to put blame on other people, now this is what happens.
So again, certainly issues on the streets of New York City for sure again last night, but a dramatic improvement. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.